Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. And welcome to what I'm going to call for today, our Fabulous Friday. Normally, we don't do a show on Friday, but because we are kicking off our success frenzy for the month of March, I decided to go ahead and give you a little bit extra. And so don't get used to it. There's not going to be a show every single Friday, but every now and then when the mood hits me, we're going to have an extra show. The more information you have that will help you reach your goals, the better. With that being said, I just want to remind you guys that we still have our Shifting to Success Through Love Challenge that's available for you. Just go to designeryourlifetoday.com/success-through-love-challenge and you can take the free challenge. You don't have to register. You don't have to sign up for anything. With that being said, let's get to our topic for today. Our topic for today is the big secret about self-reinvention. We hear a lot of people that are always talking about reinventing themselves because they need something new in their lives. And so this is all about understanding what the big secret is about self-reinvention so that you can become the person that you want to be. I mean, if you really stop and think about it, have you ever wished you could reinvent yourself, just change everything about you to the point where you can get to where it is you want, or you can have the life that you want, or you can be that person you've always wanted to be? You get up one day, you look in the mirror, and you just wish you could become the person that you've always wanted to be. This is like a really strong, powerful wish that you have. Or you're so bored with how your life is playing out because you keep hesitating to go for your dreams, or you keep holding back. You're concerned about what others will say about you. So you hold yourself back from unleashing the magnificent you. These thoughts can weigh you down and they can make you think about reinventing yourself, wishing you could just have like this do-over or a real life makeover in the sense of everything, you know, your house, your car, what you wear, how you feel about you, the let's say career or life choices that you've made. You just want to be able to just kind of redo everything or just reinvent yourself to the point where you unleash that magnificence without holding back. So these thoughts that you have, and when they start to weigh you down, you know, it makes you wonder, what does it take for you to get to that point? So what's the big secret about self-reinvention? The secret is you can't reinvent what already exists. You can update, you can upgrade it, but when it comes to us humans, you know what? We already have what we need to become our best. The truth is, we don't really reinvent ourselves in the sense from the inside, I should say. The truth is that we evolve. And when you can think about that and think about it from that position, it may become a lot easier for you to kind of step into that person that you really want to be. So why call it reinvention? Because it makes us feel new and it makes us believe that we somehow become better. So in the interest of ensuring that you feel new all month long, we're going to use self-reinvention and self-evolution or evolving interchangeably throughout this entire month. And that way you can feel new and feel like you're stepping into something more for your life. Now, the other thing that I want to point out is that reinvention can mostly be done. It's a real thing in the sense that it can mostly be done through using inanimate objects, such as changing the way you dress or buying a new car or switching to a new job. So reinvention is more of an external thing, while evolution, which is by far the most powerful thing that you can grasp, is internal. So when you can grasp that, then you understand that the whole idea of reinvention as or reinventing yourself as it has been delivered to you, you understand that that is not well, not a real thing, or not a more or an effective way of helping you grow and helping you get to where it is you want to be. So you have to think of it as evolving. So, I mean, what's the big deal about all of this? Who cares? Reinvention, evolution, does it matter? You know, what you decide, what you choose, is it a big deal? Is it that big of a deal? Well, here's the thing. It's kind of difficult to create a success frenzy in your life if you're not open to allowing the real you, the most authentic you, to surface. So this calls for some kind of reinvention or evolution on your part. So in other words, sometimes, as I mentioned a few moments ago, that when we talk about reinventing ourselves, usually what that entails is changing completely the way we dress, or getting a new car, getting a new house, or either upscaling or updating, or just changing into something different. The person that people have come to know that exhibits a certain way of dressing, a certain way of being, that person, it has become someone completely different. So when you understand the difference, now it just becomes a lot easier for you to wrap your minds around getting to where it is you want to be and unleashing, as I said, your magnificent self. And I thought, you know what, let's take a Friday and talk about that, because this is going to set the tone for the rest of the month as I talk about reinvention, and I talk about really evolving into the person that you want to be, and I share lots of achievement tips that will help you stay focused, among some of the other tools that we have coming throughout the month. So the idea of reinvention, it seems to be more acceptable than the word change. So this is why we're using reinvention, because I think when people hear the word change, that's something that they realize that if they use it, I'm going to change my ways, I'm going to change my eating habits. Now they have to step into that. And a lot of times we don't want to own up to that, because if we want to go kind of fall back into the old way of being, then it kind of points to the fact that we have not really made any kind of change, any real change, or the necessary changes. And that makes us not feel good about ourselves. But when we talk about reinvention, it becomes a lot safer to step out there and to do something different. So the idea of reinvention, it's just more acceptable than the word change. And somehow the idea of evolving, it sounds more sophisticated. Yet when we talk about evolving, that's really closer to the truth when it comes to making the changes that will bring you success and allow you to live a quality life. The other kind of big deal about all of this is that the really big deal is, how can you get started on the path to reinventing your life so that you can evolve into who you were truly meant to be, or who you already are, but you haven't brought it out to the forefront. So we hope to bring all of that out this month, in the month of March, because that's what Success Frenzy is all about. It is all about you just kind of throwing caution to the wind, letting go of those inhibited ways of being that have kept you from really going for your dream, that have kept you stuck in the realm of fear. And so reinvention makes it more comfortable and safer for you to step out and become the person that you have always wanted to be, or that person that you have inside of you. Now, to help you with this, and what I've done is I've put together a free 5-day online course, and that's going to help put you on track for evolving into the person that you've always wanted to be. Now, understand this, you are already that person, but the course is designed to help you bring that out, bring it to the forefront, so that you can really just kind of step up and step out and be excited about waking up every day, about going to work every day, going to your office every day, going to that home-based business, your office at home every single day. You're just so super excited about that. So I put together the 5-day course, and it's going to help you evolve into the person that you've always wanted to be. And think about it. I mean, isn't it time that you properly position yourself to be who you've always wanted to be? And that way you can achieve all the wonderful and magnificent things that you've been dreaming about for however long you've been dreaming about it. Now, the course is actually called The Magnificent You, and you can get started on Monday. So starting Monday, we have a free 5-day online course that you will be able to take. Don't worry about it. I'm going to remind you on Monday and tell you exactly where you can find the course. You can get started and you can really start to release the magnificent you. I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about reinvention and evolution, or evolving into the wonderful person that you already are, but you want to evolve in the sense that you're going to let it happen. You're going to let it come out so that you can be excited about being you. And so the Magnificent You free 5-day online course, it's going to be ready for you on Monday. You can get started. And so by Friday, you can release the magnificent you. Now, does that mean that that's all you have to do, that you will have arrived? No. It's a 5-day course. Let's keep it real, folks. And it's going to help you get started. And it's going to kind of boost your confidence, boost your courage. And in addition to like the challenge that you did last month, shifting to success through love, when you put those two together, you are really going to be excited about achieving every single goal that you set for this year. Now, as we wrap up for today, I guess I'll tell you what's coming Monday. As I said, the Magnificent You, a free 5-day online course. We're going to kick that off on Monday. So we're going to start on Monday. So join us on Magnificent Monday. And as we continue our success frenzy during the month of March, the power affirmations are back. So we'll have those for you on Monday. And also, I'll be sharing some effective strategies for conquering the thoughts that hold you back. Now, the course, we've kept it simple. We're going to continue to keep it simple. The shifting to success through love challenge, we kept that simple. So we're going to keep this simple also, but it's going to be very effective, because a lot of times, you know, we study, we take a lot of courses, and don't get me wrong, if you are self-employed and or you aspire to be self-employed, you need knowledge, you need to stay cutting edge, you need to learn lots of things, you need to learn about branding, and you need to learn about finances and who your customers are and understanding your target market. And that is an ongoing thing that you want to keep, stay on top of. But before you can even master all of that or conquer that, or I should say, feel confident in stepping out with that business or the business that you already have, before you can feel comfortable, or if you're having challenges taking it to the next level, understand that you have to deal with the most important component in that whole scenario, and that would be you. So the Magnificent You course is going to help you deal with the most important component, or the most important part of your journey to success, the most important part of your journey, your goal achievement journey. So the Magnificent You course is coming on Monday, and we're going to have some great downloads that you can print off, or you can download them in your computer and you can look at them at will and do it, use them whenever you like. So we want to give you some really good tools. So as I wrap up for today, I just want to remind you one more time, I'll be sharing some effective strategies for conquering the thoughts that hold you back. That's our topic on Magnificent Monday. Remember, throughout this entire success frenzy, you're going to get lots of success tips and great tools to help you get to where it is you want to be. You're just going to be excited. It's like March Madness in basketball, right? Okay. And if you're a sports fanatic, you're saying, really, Pat? Okay. When it comes to the goal achievement world, it's like the March Madness of the goal achievement world, if you will. Okay, you guys, listen, that's all I have for you on Designing Your Life today. I want you to enjoy your weekend. Come back on Magnificent Monday and get some great strategies for conquering thoughts that hold you back, and be ready to download the Magnificent You course. It's a 5-day course. It's going to be absolutely free. Do life with power.